Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Canada celebrates its 150th anniversary tomorrow, many will reflect on how the nation has changed over the years. Recent legislation, for example, has raised concern among Christians. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada draws our attention to Ontario's Bill 89, which prioritizes, among other things, gender identity for children under the care of child protection, foster, and adoptive services.
If the government considers that, you know, they're being too hard, they're not letting these children choose, all that kind of stuff, they could find themselves, in conflict, with the government.
There are other indicators of growing hostility toward Christian beliefs in Canada. The question is, how does the church react?
I think we have to remember that this is a spiritual battle, and each and every one of us need to hear from Jesus and how he wants us to approach people.
And Papua Indonesia is marked with terrain so rough and people groups so remote, it's been called Indonesia's final frontier. Mission Aviation Fellowship helps reach isolated people with God's love through aviation. In Papua Indonesia specifically, MAF's David Ringenberg says they've been transporting teachers, Awana materials, and Bibles.
But once the Bibles they had on hand are gone, there's no Bible bookstore to buy more. So the only way to restock is to put in an order and have the Bibles printed, shipped to MAF, and then delivered to flights to Mulia. And in fact, during the month of May and June, we were privileged to carry over 3,000 Western Dani Bibles to Mulia.
If you want to support the project, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.